moving on. Again, I want to know Jesus Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection. Again, it's where we come to know the lordship of Jesus. Oops, I've got the wrong scripture there. I apologize. It's actually Romans 12:2, and we know this one. Not to be conformed to the patterns of, but be transformed. Romans. Hello, people, speak it out loud. I want you to remember that. I get you to speak it out, to remember that, to cement that. Not to be conformed to the patterns of this room, but be transformed. Remember the picture? Transformed into the likeness of Christ by the renewing of your mind. Because Jesus is the Lord. Jesus, faith in him is the center of our faith. The lordship of Jesus Christ at the center of our faith. That I'm not going to be conformed, but I'm going to be transformed because I'm laying down my old life so that I may know Christ. And I may know him and the power of his resurrection. Now, let's take a look. Whoops, we're still not the right place. I apologize. I'm ahead of myself here because I thought I had the scripture. Oh, I do. What am I talking about? Notice what Paul says here. He says, I want to know Christ, yes, to know the power of his resurrection. Why doesn't he say, I want to know the power? That's what he says. I want to know the power. Not asking for it. I want to know it. He's not asking for it. Why do you think he's not asking for it? He knows he has it. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, is that you? I want you to, not ashamed to call myself a believer, put your hand up. If that's you, if you're a believer, you have know Jesus, who dwells in you? Holy Spirit, you already have the power in you. Paul knows this, but he says, guess what? I want to know it. You have it, but do you know it? Do you experience it? We're going to put up this one now, finally. The Spirit of God who raised Christ from the dead. Hello? I say it like you mean it. Oh, guys, that's pathetic. Think of me as going deaf and I don't have hearing aids. The Spirit of God who raised Christ from the dead lives in you. Say it, Lee, he lives in me. And just as God raised Christ from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies. In the same way, the Spirit living within you. Do you know it? Or do you know about it? And that's what Paul is asking about. I want to not just know about it, but I want to know it. I want to experience Holy Spirit living in me, quickening my body, giving my body life. Because the living Spirit is within me. How many of you have sickness and pain and whatever in our body? Hello? It's okay to admit it. But we have the answer. And it's about coming to know that. You know, sometimes, and I'm going to say this, sometimes we get upset because it isn't happening right away. Isn't happening the way we don't, and we don't understand that, and we can't comprehend, and that's okay. The Lord says, my ways are higher than yours. I'm seeking his kingdom and his will, and I might just not understand it yet. I might not just know that yet, but I'm pushing on. Paul says, keep pushing on, right? Keep pushing on to know. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I have the power. I want to know it. That's that kenosis again. Let's move on here, Ephesians. We already read this, where Paul says, I pray that your eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which you are called and the riches of his glorious inheritance as a people and his incomparable great power for those who believe. You see, we've already read it. There it is again. The power has the same, the power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted to raise Christ from the dead. That's the power that's in us, folks. Let's not become complacent in these things or philosophically. We want to know. We want to know. We want to experience. We want to fellowship with Jesus in this. Does he have all of this? Are we seated with him? Are we above? Or are we below? As he is, so are we in this world. Okay, let's move on here. So, what is this power for? First of all, for the forgiveness of sin. Romans 4:25 says, he was delivered over to death for our sin that we might be raised to life, and was raised to life for our justification. A couple of weeks ago, I shared with you that whole idea of being in a foreign country, breaking the law, and the judge says, the rulers say, you broke the law, you have to go to prison. No matter how much mercy you ask for, he says, the law is the law. But he says, but I will do this. If you can find someone who will go with you, remember we talked about that? If someone will go with you and serve that time out for you, it'll be complete. And we know that Jesus did that, right? He took our sins, he was in the grave, and the reason we know we are justified, and the reason you know that you are no longer responsible or your debt has been paid in that prison is when you see whoever went in for you walking free again. And we know that Jesus rose and walked free, completely free. And that's ours, right? Complete freedom. So, forgiveness of sin. We have been set free. Moving on. This power is to conquer sin. Romans 6, verses 1 to, I think I'm going to go to the end to there. It says, so what shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? We are therefore buried with him through the baptism into death in order that just as Jesus was raised from the dead, through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For we have been united with him in death, like his, we will certainly also be united with him in the resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with. And we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who is dead has been set free from sin. If you died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. And the death he died to sin, once for all. But the life he lives in God. In the same way, for us, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies so that you obey its evil desires. Do not offer any part of yourself to sin as an instrument of wickedness, but rather offer yourself to God as those who have been brought from death to life, offering every part of yourself to him as an instrument of righteousness. For sin shall no longer have dominion or master over you, because you're not under the law, but under grace. Now, how many can grab a woohoo to that? Wow. Man, so a little walk through Romans there. Let's look in, again, 14. Sin will have no dominion, no mastery over you, since you're not under the law but under grace. That's what we just read. Ain't that good? Ain't that awesome? Or properly English, isn't that wonderful? Colossians 2, 13 to 15. When you were dead in your sins and in your uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive in Christ, with Christ. He forgave us just the really bad sins. All our sins. Having canceled the charge of our legal indebtedness. Remember we're talking about debt? Which stood against us and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailed it to the cross, and having disarmed the powers and the authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them at the cross. Our debt is paid. It's done. He has triumphed over it. Remember, we have that power in us now. Sin is conquered. We want to know it. We want to know the power of this resurrection. Conquered sin. Canceled sin. In Ephesians 4, 24, and we're going to put on that new life, created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. What sin can stand before God? And so we're putting on that new life because the sin cannot control us any longer. Now, here's the thing. What happens, though, Pastor Shannon? Because I find myself to keep sinning. Might not be murder or something big like that. Maybe I tell a little white lie. Maybe I stole because they gave me too much change at the store and I didn't tell them. Might be something like that. And the guilt comes. And hopefully you make it right. But here's the thing. You say, because I keep sinning. Well, the thing is, in that area, you haven't tapped in to the power of resurrection, that knowing that Paul is talking about. You see, the power of the Holy Spirit is in you, but have you tapped into it? Have you come to know him in that area for your life? And when we're involved in that, that's the point. Take that thought captive. Take that. Make it obedient to Christ. What does his word say? And I allow myself to yield my view and opinion. Well, they should have been smarter, or I didn't notice, and I pay too much at the grocery store anyway, so that's thinking like who? That's the world, and who is the prince of this world? Don't give him a foothold, even in the little stuff. We take it, Captain, we say, no, we make it right if we can, and we say, no, this is who I am. We start tapping into that resurrection power. Holy Spirit brings revelation to us. And we conquer that sin. Remember, you died with Christ and you're raised with him to a new life. You're a new creation in Christ. And you hear me say that probably almost every week. But we got to remind ourselves, we are a new creation. We are no longer a part of this world. We are an alien in this world. And if you want to draw yourself with antenna, okay. But you're not a part of this world. You're a part of the kingdom of God. You are a visitor, a sojourner, I think is another word, a traveler. You come with kingdom reality because your kingdom, your citizenship is in heaven. And we're called to take hold of this new, to put on the new, put off the old, put on the new. And remember that image, let yourself be transformed. Of transformation of the Holy Spirit working in our hearts to the image of Jesus. The power is for becoming an ambassador. 2 Corinthians 5, 19 and 20, that God may reconcile the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Oh my goodness, let's not get into the political realm. But don't we want to? And hold sins against people. And he has committed to us the message of not counting people's sins against them. I'm just jumping back if you don't know where I went. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you, on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I boast all the more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ's power may rest upon me.'" God's called us out to be ambassadors, to take the good news out there. And you're sitting here and saying, "But I'm just timid. I'm not that kind of person. I'm an introvert. But I'll sit quietly in my corner and pray." And God says, "But in your weakness, I'm made strong." Because the timid person who wants to sit in the corner and pray, when the boldness of God comes on them, when they get out there and boldly speak the word, is it them or is it God? It's God moving in them to the glory of God. You know, as I was working on this message and thinking about that and my weaknesses, which I don't have any. Liar. You know where liars go. Yes, repent. Liars, when we were at Bible college, liars, you know where liars go. No, Pastor Stalwick's office. But, so I was thinking about that. Lord, what is one of my greatest weaknesses that I kind of struggle with and get caught up in? And it has, and really, I've shared with you many times, I've been diagnosed with a learning disability. And when I went to Bible college, my thought was, I so wanted to go, but I was terrified. I had a hard time reading. Can't spell with a darn. Forget grammar. I don't know where commas and that. I like dot, dot, dot. I put dot, dot, dot after everything because I don't know. Comma, exclamation mark, colon, semicolon. I don't know. Dot, dot, dot. Or dash. And so as I'm sitting there and working on this and talking about that, Lord kind of caught me in my heart and said, "But Shannon, see, when I have to prepare a message every week, how many of you were really good at writing essays at school?" I saw two. For me, it's like, you know, deer in the headlights, overwhelming, whatever. But you know, I've been doing this for over 25 years, writing essays every week, writing a message every week, because, and the Lord just spoke to me, in my weakness, he is, and I can boast in and what he's doing. And I also have to remember this, is remind myself, I'm a new creation. I don't have to live with that old idea about who I was and that old diagnosis and that old, and where I am today, look what the Lord has done. I'm going to boast in him, because I want to be honest. I don't think I was reading at a grade 5 level when I graduated high school. Now, I may struggle a little bit, but man, I can read the word. And that's for all of us. Wherever the enemy has stolen from you, take back. Because you are in him and in your weakness, and you can declare how good he is. Amen? Amen. He is so good. All the time? That's right. God shows his power through our weaknesses, and he is glorified. And isn't that what we want? Him glorified because he's so good. Better we keep moving on here. The power, he's given us the power to be conformed to his likeness. Woo! And again, 2 Corinthians 13. "And we all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into his image with ever increasing glory, or some say from glory to glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the, where does the Spirit live? Inside of us. You're being transformed. This resurrection power is transforming us. Here's the next one. I got a lot of scriptures for this, so just be prepared. Going to be power writing, okay? He's given us, this resurrection power has given us the power to overcome the devil and his kingdom. How many are happy to hear that? Might be his world. He might be the prince of it, but guess what? We have the authority in Jesus. In Luke 10:19, behold, I give you authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all powers of the enemy, and nothing shall injure you. When was the last time you read that and caught hold of what it said and who you are and what the resurrection power, to know that resurrection? Do you know that power? Do you know that resurrection power? All authority has been given to me. Under my feet are the serpents, the scorpions, and all the powers of the enemy. Woo! Here we go. Ephesians 6:11. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. What goes on our head? Hello? Belt of truth. Shield of faith. Sword of the Spirit. Good news shoes of peace, right? The full armor. Stand in it. I know my salvation. I know I've been made righteous. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I've got the belt of truth. I know the truth. I've got the shield of faith. I know who stands for me. I've got the sword of the Holy Spirit power. Yeah? And I'm standing in his peace and his truth, right? The gospel. I put that on every day and I walk out, and guess what? The enemy can come at me and I put up my, his fiery darts, whoop, down, sizzle, out. Mark 16:17, and these signs shall accompany those who believe. Hello, believers. In my name, they will drive out demons and they will speak in new tongues. My God is mighty. My God is mighty in this place. Acts 8:7. For with a shriek, impure spirits came out of many, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. How many are hoping for that? I'll tell you what, if there's any one of us among here that isn't praying for Jim and others, and I'm going to say, and our brother Wendell and his ankle, and our brother Tony, wherever, there he is, Tony, and our brother Ted as he's being healed in his hip, and. Romans 8:31. And what then shall we say to these things? If God is, who can be against us? Overcoming the devil and his kingdom. We've got it, folks. Romans 8:37, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Hey, we've got it because of him. Amen? Amen. Amen. Paul says, I want to know Christ. I don't know if I have that scripture. I want to know Christ. I want to know the surpassing worth of knowing Christ and the power of his resurrection. Do you know a little more today about the power of his resurrection? Has God brought some revelation to you? Or just rekindled some truth? I hope so. Yes, let's walk it out. Paul tells us, you know, I want to be completely abandoned to Christ. That even death is not too high a price to pay. I will not be detoured from following Jesus. And the gift that's offered through his salvation, the eternal life, is so precious that I'll sell everything, give up everything to have it, to know the surpassing worth of Jesus Christ and the power of his resurrection. Why don't you stand with me? I'm going to sing a song, an old song. Got a couple old songs today. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back, because I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back, no turning back, no turning back. Oh, Father, we come before you this morning rejoicing, rejoicing in the good news of Jesus, rejoicing to know the power of his resurrection. And we thank you, Lord, that as we lay down our lives, what we pick up is so much better. And we just rejoice again. Oh, Father, you are so good, so faithful, so loving, so just, so merciful, so loving. And Lord, we want to rejoice in you. Jesus, we give you all the honor and the glory because it's by you and through you that all things have taken place. And Holy Spirit, we welcome you in the revelation knowledge to continue to know more and more, to grow more deeply in relationship with our Lord and our God. And so as we leave this place, we say, come Holy Spirit, move in us and through us, that we can take the good news of Jesus to the world. And all the saints said, amen. Amen. Go blessed. You're right. Hey, and Father, hey, we've got food coming and fellowship time. Bless this time. May you be glorified in it all. And may we be edified in your name. Amen. Yes, we're going to set up more tables.